have an instant message here at roverradio.com from a guy, and it spans a couple of messages here, so let me scroll up. It says, Rover, two of my buddies and I will be going out with three girls that we met last weekend. None of us have hooked up. We just met them very briefly, but we did set up a date, and we firmed it up over the telephone. We're going out this Friday night. And I have to scroll down. There's dot, dot, dot. The issue that we're having is, how do we know what guy gets what girl? Is there some sort of etiquette for this? Or is it every man for himself? Can that end up ruining everyone's shot if one guy goes rogue, is what it says here. Yeah, there certainly is an issue with that. There
could be problems. Yeah. If all three guys go after one girl, and then the other two girls are like, oh, I'm not getting any attention, that can completely blow up in your face.
Yeah, because then those other girls get jealous.
And then we try to go after them after, you know, you get denied, the two guys get denied.
Yeah, they go, I've been rejected. No, I'm going to reject you back now.
Yeah. Yes. When you go in there, I think you go in, kind of rogue, no plans, all right? But you do have to say to the other guys, you know, if a girl starts talking to me, then you need to talk to the other ones, all right? I mean, you just have to feel it out as you go about the date.
Ah, that's
whatever one talks to you, that's the one that wants you.
At least it is. But sometimes, yeah, I don't know. Sometimes, like, just because of where you guys walk in, let's say they go to a bar. I don't know where they're going, but they go to a bar, and maybe they're around one of those little round tables. Well, and it's loud in there, and you just start talking because of proximity. You start talking to the girl that's right next to you.
Then you sit down to the one that wants to...
But that may not be the one you're interested in, so you want to go to the one who's across the table.
The guys need to have a rule that they cannot hit on the other one. If you see them chatting, then there's no other talking to that girl anymore.
The rest of the night, then? How do you know when to switch it up? That's too complicated.
You have to switch within, like, two minutes. You have to have that initial conversation. Everyone looks. Okay, switch.
The girls know what guys they want going into it. They already know. So they're
Oh, you think they already have this planned out?
They will lead. The guys just have to show up, and the girl that wants them will talk to them.
No.
If you go in and you start trying to pick girls yourself, these girls already know exactly what guy they want to do that night. And if you go in and you start talking to a different one, you've ruined it. You've ruined it.
Right, so how do you know?
You've soured it all.
So you're not supposed to talk to them. You're supposed to walk in and let them talk to you.
You get there first. You sit down. You get
there
first.
Sit
and let them pick their seats.
And then what? You sit like the three guys and you have a seat in between each guy?
Yes.
So the girls walk in and then they...
It sounds stupid, but this is what you have to do. You show up an hour early.
Dude, that's going to look kind of goofy, bro.
And what if they show up first?
Well, then I don't know what to do.
Here's what we did. What, Dom? You got
to
wait.
I was going to say, each guy individually has to look at the guys they're with and decide, listen, like if I went out with you and Rover, I would think, okay, Dieter's the alpha here, then there's Rover, then there's me. And then you pick from there which girl, you rank the girls in your own mind, which one you think is the best. And you take whatever's left over. If I'm going out with Charlie, I'm going to rank myself above Charlie.
It's retarded.
And then I go for girl number two. If I'm going on me, you, and Charlie. So you got to rank it amongst your friends. Well, if you think you're the hot guy.
Yeah, but then you're always settling for what, you know, some other, you know.
No,
I mean,
if I'm going out with
you have to kind of go after what you want sometimes.
If I'm going out with Charlie and his ugly brother, I'm the alpha male in that situation.
You are a huge fat ass. Yeah. The most boring fat ass in the world.
If there's a guy that's...
We have a system like that, Rover.
I think
I can elaborate on this. What we would do is, whoever's the biggest guy, the strongest guy, whoever could bench press the most, he gets the smallest, skinniest girl. Then it goes opposite. So whoever's the smallest, skinniest guy, say it would be Charlie. If we went out, he would get the fattest girl. Exactly, the biggest girl. Be opposite. You jump on the grenade, man. And you go in predetermined. There's no C-blocking, no fighting, no guys falling
you
around.
But if the girl's not interested, if the fattest girl's not interested in me and she's interested in you, the whole deal's been sour.
Right. And what if the hottest girl is interested in Charlie,
yeah,
not the guy who
bench
presses
the most? And I'm not even talking to her, so then the hottest girl's pissed off. The hottest girl's obviously the leader of the group. She's going to get all of them to leave.
Yeah.
So you have to let the girls lead, man.
There's a lot of ways that can go wrong.
And first of all, whoever's making the phone conversation on behalf of the men,
Yeah.
Oh, that's you. Do you, trust that guy?
I'm just saying, no.
I don't trust that guy.
That guy,
because that guy's trying to work the angle already.
That
man.
Guy, whoever the girl he is talking to on the other end, that's the leader of the women.
Yeah,
that's them together. That's it. They've.
But
they've
he might be trying to work it for a different girl. No, maybe not even the girl on the phone. He might be saying, "Hey, your friend so and so is going to be there, right?"
The two phone people.
And
I'd
always be suspicious about the phone guy because I go, "That guy's going in for first dibs on these bras."
He
is. Right?
He knows him. He knows him.
Right.
He's the one that always you have to talk to him to talk to the girl. This guy gets picked. I'm sorry. He gets pick of the litter.